Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Like many other Southeast Asian countries, the Philippines continues to face challenges in managing waste. But coordinated efforts between the government, private sector, and non-government organizations show promise that we can address these challenges. In the solid waste management and recycling sectors, women aren't just participants, they're the backbone. From collecting and segregating waste to owning small recycling centers and upcycling enterprises, they drive change while supporting their families.
So nakikita nyo naman po yung heaviness ng load ng trabaho. Na supposed to be, it should be guys, no? Pero this is women in waste. So talagang igugo natin, ma'am. Kaya alalaki ng mga braso namin. Power po ng kababaihan po talaga, yes. So,
their dedication and hard work are undeniable, yet they often face gendered barriers that limit their earning potential and opportunities for advancement. In this episode of Teka Teka News, we meet the women on the front lines of waste management in the country. They tell us how this work, funded and supported by several organizations, has changed their lives and their communities.
I'm Anna De Chavez. I'm Clean Cities of the Ocean Women in Waste Economic Empowerment Activity Manager. So I'm handling the day-to-day operations of the activity in the Philippines and Indonesia.
Launched in 2019, the Clean Cities Blue Ocean or CCBO program is USAID's response to the global ocean plastic pollution crisis. Part of this response is the Women in Waste Economic Empowerment Activity in partnership with Coca-Cola Foundation Philippines, WWF Philippines, and the Eco-Waste Coalition.
Specifically with WWE, we're working with women in the different parts of the value chain. We prioritize those in the lowest rungs. Solid waste is also an industry in the Philippines, but there's a stigma, not only for women, but for both men and women who are in this kind of work. That's why we focus on but this time more on women because they're given also less opportunities in SWM.
That's solid waste management.
Most of them are in the informal sector and do not have such benefits or the other usual benefits that make them very vulnerable in terms of their occupation. The fact that the Philippines is chosen as one of the beneficiaries of USAID, so it means that there's a lot of work in SWM for the funds to come in here, and there's a lot of things that needs to be improved.
We saw the WWE activity at work and up close. On a sweltering early morning this March 2024, we set out to trail one of its beneficiaries, accompanied by a team from Coca-Cola Foundation Philippines.
Ako po si Nanit Gia, 52 years old. Lumalago ang negosyo ko dahil sa pagpangulikta ko sa cartoon. Kunting sipag lang sa katsaga para marating ko yung mga goal na gusto kong marating sa buhay.
Nanette starts her day at 5 a.m. each morning.
Gising na ko niyan para mag-prepare ng pagkain sa mga anak ko, asawa ko. Pagkatapos niyan, labas na ko.
She then goes door-to-door in Baseco, a densely populated area in Port Area, Manila, to collect cardboard boxes from sari-sari stores and groceries. Her husband accompanies her, helping her haul kilos and kilos worth of boxes on his pedicab.
Pagka-10, andyan ako sa bahay. Balik naman ng pagka-alas 4. Kasi sa maliit na tindahan, pag close sila is 8-7, andyan ako. Nakuha ko ng karton doon. Kasi may mga tindahan na wala silang space na lagyan.
Nanette says store owners could sell their boxes to junk shops themselves, but they rarely have the time to do so. It's hard to compete with the convenience she offers them. Pick up right at their doorstep.
Tapos kung i-estimate mo, mga ilang kilo siguro yung mapipick up mo today, ngayong umaga at hapon?
Pinakababa lang yun ng 700
kilos. 700
kilos.
Tapos yung bili mo, 2 pesos. Tapos magkano mo siya ibebenta?
425.
That's 4.25 pesos per kilo.
Okay, so magkano yung ikikita mo today, kunyari, kung yun yung mangyari?
So yung pinipick up ko kanina, ang ang puhunan ko niyan is 800. So abutin yun ng 1,700. Eh kahit paano, may 225 man din ako kada kilo. Kung makakuha, makapick up ko 700 kilos, malaki na din sa akin to. Kaya sa kuliglig, 300 man lang singil nila.
Kuliglig is a motorized pedicab she rents to transport her kilos worth of boxes to the junk shop. Nanette says she earns an average of 800 to 900 pesos a day collecting and reselling boxes. But that's not all she does. She still works odd jobs, cooking for birthday parties, weddings, and church events. She also runs a sari-sari store out of her home. This is how she put 4 kids through school, all the way to college as a single mother when her first husband died.
Sa unang asawa ko, maliit pa yan sila yung apat. So pagkamatay sa asawa ko, buntis ako ng bunso. Kung una na 1 month, ako nanay, ako tatay. Kahit buntis ako, nagtatrabaho ako sa tulong sa mga daughters of charity. Akala ko sa sarili ko, hindi ko kaya silang buhayin. So makita lang nila ako pag gabi na. Pagdating naman ng umaga, alis naman ako, naghanap buhay. Yung time na yun, sabi ko, Panginoon, ikaw na bahala sa akin kasi siyempre walang-wala talaga ako. Magkano lang kinikita ko. Sige, biniblisingan ng mga bata na matalino. So hanggang nakatapos sila.
Her 2 youngest are still in school.
Pagdasal mo na lang, bigyan ka palagi ng lakas. Panginoon lang bahala at lahat. Yun ang ano ko laging pinapanalangin. Nabigyan niya ako ng lakas loob na matagumpayan ko. Alang-alang sa dalawa kasi yung apat katapos na eh. Yung dalawa na lang.
But despite the heavy workload, Nanette is looking to do more. She and her new husband are saving up for a vehicle so that they can venture out further than Baseco to tap bigger markets.
So sabi ko sa asawa ko, magtulungan tayo. Kasi kung wala tayong sasakyan, hindi tayo makaipon masyado. Mag-ipon tayo para makabili tayo sa sasakyan. Kahit paano, lahat na area ang pwede nating puntahan, lalo na sa Divisoria, pagdating ng gabi, yung mga bote, plastic bote sa karton doon, mabilis doon. So kailangan ko talaga ang sasakyan. Kaya nag-ipon ako, nagtiis-tiis ako na magpuntahan sila.
Nanette's grant includes 7,900 pesos as startup capital, a sidecar, and other in-kind support, including a weighing scale.
So far, masaya ako sa mabilising tanggap. Nagmula sa WWF. Sa umpisa pa lang ang BBCA mismo nag-endorse sa akin, WWF. Hanggang sa WI, hanggang sa Coca-Cola Foundation. Wala ako ngayon dito kung hindi dahil sa kanila. Kaya nga, malaking utang na loob ko sa kanila. Kaya yung binigay na ano sa akin, pagbutihan ko yan, iniingatan ko yan.
We asked Nanette, what has she learned from being a WI member that she's now imparting to other women?
Pag-segregate sa basura. Pangalawa, empowerment. Na ang trabaho sa lalaki, kaya sa babae. Yung empowerment, eh, hindi lang pwede na tulog-tulugan ka lang. Binadaya ka. Tulad sa timbangan, binadaya ko. Nagtimbang ako ng 45 kilos. Pagdating doon sa dinideliveran ko, 40 kilos, nawala ang 5 kilos. Sabi ko, bakit ano nangyari sa timbangan nyo?
That's why the Coca-Cola Foundation gave Nanette a scale of her own.
Ano nilagay nyo? Tinitingnan ko talaga. Kasi hindi pwede tulog-tulugan ka lang. Malugi ka eh.
We hear from another woman on the front lines of solid waste management after a quick break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Ako po si Agnes Tison Bontile, Vice President ng Bagusilang Resource Collectors Association.
Agnes is 52 and also works as an environmental enforcer. That's how she came across the WE activity.
Talagang nadagdagan po yung task ko kasi nabigyan po tayo ng opportunity na mabigyan ng funder, no, na mag-grant ng junk shop. So doon po, ma'am, iba yung level. Kumbaga, dati doon lang sa mga kailangan segregated. This time, it's about to increase yung financial ano mo, ma'am, eh. Kasi ano na eh, business na po ang pinag-uusapan. Medyo lumaki yung task, yung responsibilidad na nakaatang po sa akin o sa aming mga collector. Paano to manage, no, yung operation ng junk shop? Syempre, dapat iwas yung mga reject. Ano ba yung mga tamang mga presyohan? So doon po, umiikot yung buhay ko ngayon namin, mga collector.
Agnes runs the junk shop with two other partners in Quezon City. They buy recyclables, bottles, boxes, and metal parts from collectors in the area.
Yung walk-in, syempre may mga walk-in, mga neighbors natin kasi kilala na po talaga yung junk shop natin. Pupunta sila dito, mamimili, and then syempre meron akong kasama, isosorting na doon. Ako po yung tumatay yung business manager ng junk shop. So, merong taga-sorting, meron pong dito sa cashier. Pag maraming tao, dalawa po kami. So, we need more manpower. Hopefully, ma'am, kasi we're not getting any smaller. Eh. Bigger na po siya.
The Bagong Silangan Resource Collectors Association, which Agnes leads as vice president, covers 2,000 households. But it only takes a few minutes of speaking to Agnes to see that helping her community is what drives her.
Tayo po yung instrument para ma-deliver sa baba kung ano yung dapat. Kasi we have collectors sa women, ano, na may mga senior, may mga hindi kakain pag walang na kalakal. So, yun yung strength ko. Lumalaban because merong mas marami yung nakikita mong magbe-benefit for your own. Parang itinataya mo na yung personal mo, no? Kasi dito talaga, ano lang eh, parang pwede ka lang magsolo, no? Pero because of your passion to help. Nakakatuwa nito, ma'am, kasi kahit yung bata, no? Kakatok sila, magbebenta sila. Paglabas nila, may pambili na sila ng, alam mo yung palamig. Sabi ko, Lord, gusto ko tong work na to. Hindi ako pwede sa office kasi kailangan pala ako sa community. Kasi ang hirap eh, wala kang pera, no? Imagine mo sa community namin, no? Mga bata, kakatok. Tita Agnes, pabenta. Meron silang mga lata. So, pag-uwi nila, they have 10, 15, depende sa kinolect nilang mga panapon. They know what is panapon. Ano yung mga merong pera. Yun yung pinaka-essence dun, ma'am, eh, na alam nila na pag pumunta sila dito, magdala sila ng kalakal, meron na silang pambili ng food. No? Imagine mo from 4 or 5, they know how to earn money.
It was the same for Agnes, who remembers working as early as age 8 or 9 in Leyte, her home province. Her parents worked hard, but she was the 7th of 10 children and learned very quickly how to pitch in, selling kamote and bayabas. She took that work ethic and the desire to help with her when she came to Manila.
I came here 2007, here.
Manila?
Here, in this area. Wala siyang patwalk and everything. So, may mga question po ako, but ganun? It's because of leadership. Pag nakikita mo kasi na yung lugar, makikita mo sino bang kailangan, dapat leader. I started creating a group, Lakas ng Kababaihan ng Area 5. That was 2013. Tapos yun, nagpatayo tayo ng chapel kasi ako yung coordinator ng buo ng simbahan, Catholic. So doon po nag-start. Parang all-in-one na to help yung mga needy. Nagkasanib-pwersa na siya para isulong natin kung ano yung pwede natin maitulong sa community as a whole.
Agnes and her partners opened their junk shop last October 2023 thanks to the grant from WE.
Ang bait ni Lord kasi hindi lang kakain ang tatlo, hindi lang kakain, everybody na nakapaloob dun sa programa will benefit. Yun yung challenge ko talaga, ma'am, na because of me, everybody will mabibigyan ng tama. Kasi we have income sharing. Yung net nito will be distributed sa org, sa HOA, sa collector. Although yung mga kasama ko, ma'am, they have their own personal junk shop before. That's why nagkasama-sama kami. Kasi ako, I have space, tapos sila at Zen, may kasamahan. They know kasi may mga junk shop before. So, syempre, nasa pamamasura kami. So, nagkataon na nag-grant. Because, diba, we defended it eh. Sa Coca-Cola, tsaka sa WWO.
Operating less than a year, the junk shop's earnings can't fully support Agnes and her partners just yet. But they are starting to earn 600 pesos each week. Agnes works several online jobs to sustain herself and her family. She has 2 children still in school. But they're hoping a truck recently donated by Coca-Cola Philippines will help increase their income.
Rekta na po kami sa recycling company, which is mabibili namin ng magandang presyo sa mga nag-ano, sa collector namin, na partner. But at the same time, lalaki syempre yung percentage. Lalaki yung income. Kaya napakaganda po nung meron po kaming truck.
On our visit to the junk shop, we saw kilos and kilos of various recyclables waiting to be sold to a recycling facility.
Titignan po natin kung maibenta kung how much, more or less, itong lahat. Kasi iba-iba po yung babagsakan. Merong dadalhin sa sibakan, no? Diba? Iba po yung sa bakal, iba yung sa metal. So siguro ito, tatlong hakot po ito ng truck po natin. Ang daming purpose mo, eh. You are helping the government to clean the community. And at the same time, you are earning, you are helping our women to elevate from poverty, ma'am, no? More or less. Hindi naman ganun, pero at least merong pangarap. Nagsisikap, humahakbang. Actually, ma'am, hanggat kaya natin magtrabaho, magtatrabaho tayo because yung puso natin hindi tumitigil sa pagtulong. Nalulungkot kasi ako, ma'am, pag may taong kawawa eh.
The stories you've heard today belong to just 2 of the many women who are doing the backbreaking work of keeping their neighborhoods and our oceans clean, all while lifting other women and their communities as well. Here's Ana De Chavez of the WE Activity again.
In the Philippines, we have around 504 graduates under the Basic Business Empowerment Skills Training, where we give them information on solid waste management. We also have module on gender empowerment and leadership in basic business. Out of those 504, we were able to fund around 78 women, more than 40 enterprises. It seems like a little bit smaller than the whole population of those who graduated. But apart from that, even those who did not receive grants, we were able to link them to private sectors in terms of giving them more opportunities to access better prices with their recyclables. And I think there is an alignment with the trust of Coca-Cola Foundation with what we are doing. So through their funding and through the Conduit Worldwide Fund for Nature Philippines, Coca-Cola Foundation, both Atlanta and Philippines, have contributed in the phases on mentoring and grant funding, which is very instrumental because we will not surpass the targets of WE if not for Coca-Cola Foundation's assistance. We originally target only 300 BBEST graduates, but through Coca-Cola funding, we have added 200 more.
And that was today's episode of Teka-Teka News. I'm Bella Perez Rubio. Our audio editor is Pidoy Blanco, and our senior news editor is Veronica Uy. This episode is made possible through the support of Coca-Cola Foundation Philippines and Coca-Cola Philippines, with assistance from WWF Philippines and USAID, Clean Cities and Blue Oceans. If you found this episode useful, share it with a friend or two, and thanks for listening.